Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 10, y'all still in Daniel 12. Many shall be tried and made white, and many shall be made purified, shall be purified and made white and tried. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Remember what I just said? And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate be set up. Now stop right there, don't read no farther, don't cheat. When is this the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away and the abomination that maketh desolation shall be set up? What is it talking to about? Yeah, more than the tribulation, at what point? In the very middle, where the Antichrist walks into the temple. The Jews by now had built the temple. Everybody rebuilt, they built that other temple on the mount. Anyway, he declares himself to be God. In Matthew 24, 25, we read this. And it's called the abomination of desolation, where he declares himself to be God. Now you have to worship me. Remember the first 3.5 years, he let people do what he wanted to do, you know, the Antichrist, and he's gathering his forces. And then in the middle of the tribulation, he's killed, or at least seems to die, or whatever. We won't rehash all of that. But he seems to rise from the dead. Whether you think he was dead or not, that's a whole other issue. But people thought he was dead. He walks into the temple, declares himself to be God. That's the abomination of desolation. Now, let's read on. From that time, there shall be 1,290 days. We've already looked at 1,260 days. Now, here's another time designation. Remember I said how these things are important? Days are important. That's mentioned in Scripture. Daniel didn't understand it, but we now, because we have a completed Word of God, ought to at least somehow comprehend what Daniel's talking about. Why did he mention 1,290 days? Now, I went to high school in Auburndale. And if my math is right, there's a 30-day difference between 1,260 days and 1,290 days. Is that correct? Okay. We know that Jesus comes at his revelation in 1,260 days. We've already looked at that. He comes in his revelation. Remember, there's a difference. We have some new people here this morning. Okay. I believe in the translation that Jesus Christ could come in any moment. Do you believe that? If you don't believe that, you've been wrong before. Okay. All right, Jesus could come at any moment. That's the translation. That's Jesus coming for his saints. 7 years, at least 7 years, that's a whole other story, but at least takes place. This time in the Revelation, Jesus comes with his saints. At 1,260 days from the abomination of desolation, Jesus comes in the Revelation, 1,260 days. Are you following? I didn't say you have to believe me, just follow the timeline, okay? Then we have 1,290 days. Why is that in there? That's a 30-day difference from 1,260 to 1,290. I'm not belaboring the point, but there's a reason for that, and I'm glad you asked. Turn me to Matthew chapter number 25. Matthew chapter number 25. We're going to go back to Daniel chapter 12, but now that you found it, Daniel, once you can find it again. Okay. Matthew chapter number 25. Again, this is the Olivet Discourse, and Jesus is speaking about the end of the world. When shall these things be? What shall be the sign of thy coming? And all of these, the disciples asked him in Matthew chapter number 24. So Matthew 24 and 25, Jesus answers those three questions. We get to Matthew chapter number 25. Let's begin in Matthew chapter number 31, or verse number 31, Matthew 25. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, stop. Whoop, right. When is this? It's the revelation, not the translation, but the revelation. When he comes in his glory, okay, and the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of glory. That should give you a kind of a hint of when this is talking about. He's going to sit on the throne. He's not sitting on the throne during the tribulation period. He sits on the throne during the revelation in the millennium. So he comes here, then shall he sit on his throne of glory. Verse number 32. And before him shall be gathered all nations. Who are these nations? We call it the judgment of the living nations. These are the people who survived the tribulation period, the believers and unbelievers. Now, we talked about this during the tribulation period. Two-thirds of the world's population during the tribulation period will be wiped out because of all the plagues and all these things, and even on believers because they did not receive the mark of the beast. They were martyred and all these. But by the end of the tribulation, over two-thirds of the population of the world would be gone. They'd be dead. But it still leaves a third, okay, that lived to the end of the tribulation in their physical bodies. Are you following? This is yes, this is no. Okay, they live. And so now, the living people who survived the tribulation, we find this in verse number 32, and before him, this is speaking of Jesus on the throne, shall be gathered all nations. And he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats, and he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left, and you see the rest of it, where these literally are believers and unbelievers. And the believers who lived in the tribulation, they survived the tribulation period. You read the rest of the chapter. They enter into the kingdom, the believers. By the way, we're going to look at this when we get later in Revelation chapter number 20 and even farther in. They enter into the millennium in their physical body. Think about that. They enter because they survived in their physical body. They enter into the millennium in their physical body. And we'll talk more about that later. Okay. And the unbelievers, though, who lived through the tribulation period, Jesus is going to separate them and throw them into hell, if you will. Okay, if I could use that term and don't offend anybody, so what's going to take place? He's going to throw them into hell. So the people who enter into the millennium are only believers. Only saved people enter into the millennium. No unbelievers enter into Christ's kingdom. Are you following? Matter of fact, we see in that 30-day period from the revelation of Jesus Christ, and turn back with me now to Daniel chapter number 12, where it says, it talks about judging the wicked. Many shall, verse number 10, about the many shall be purified, made white, and tried, but the wicked shall be do wickedly, and all these things. There shall be 1,290 days. So during that 30 days, I believe that's when the judgment of the living nations take place. From 1260 to 1290. Other things take place, but for time's sake this morning, the judgment of the living nations take place in this 30 days. Okay, now let's go a little farther. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh through the 1,305 days. Now, that's 1,335 days from the abomination of desolation. That's another 45 days after the 30 days. In other words, there's 75 days. I should have this on the board and I don't have it. From 1,260 days to 1,335 days is now 75 days. We identified those 30 days, the judgment of living nations. What is that 45 days for? From, he says, bless he that waiteth 1,305 days, 1,335 days. What's that 45 days for? I'm glad you asked. Are y'all confused? Okay. I'm glad y'all aren't, because I am. No, I'm just kidding. This is really good. All right. It's roughly 2.5 months. The whole 75-day period. When you get this 45 days, it's 1.5 months. And what we're doing here, we'll give you some other verses here. At the end of 1,335 days, that is the beginning of the millennial reign of Christ. Not the 1260, not the 1290, but the 1,335th day. That's why he said, blessed he that waiteth, and he comes the 1,335th day. That's the beginning of the millennial reign of Christ, 1,335th day. What happens to this in that 45-day period? We're going to look at some verses in just a minute, okay? Jesus will give us a job. He's basically going to set up his kingdom. He's done away with the unbelievers during those 30 days. And for the next 45 days, he's going to give what we would call job assignments. So that when he enters into the kingdom, remember we read they're going to rule and reign with him. Many of us are going to reign. When I say reign, I mean R-E-I-G-N. We're going to rule with Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.